Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumo.com.
What was it like, right? You know, before you started a fitness journey, like how did you feel when you woke up? Like what was your mindset? Like, you know, what was your productivity levels like, energy? Like what was it like?
Yeah. So for me, my goals from the outset were, they were mostly physical. I mean, I think that when most of us feel like we're out of shape, there's something that's lacking. I mean, for me, it was like the ability to do something physically, like climb a flight of stairs without like heaving at the top. You know, there are lots of things that I could tell myself, like, oh, you know, you're Scandinavian, you're big boned. You know, there are lots of like things that you can do to kind of like help yourself feel better about it. But for me, my goal was, you know, I want to lose the weight. I knew that I needed to lose the weight. Actually reaching that goal, like losing the 80 pounds to be in a healthy, had a healthy weight. There's something that kind of needs to shift, right? When it comes to your mindset, I had to realize that I was accountable for my own mental health. Not to say that I was just always moping about, you know, being physically unfit. It's easy to think that, you know, if you reach this new goal, you're going to kind of be fine. Everything's going to be great. And, you know, it's going to be just
like more resilient. Yeah. Because like before, I bet you're like, oh, well, the whole world's against me. I don't know. You'd probably be a little miffed when things going not going your way. But it seems like you've built a lot of resiliency, and it seems like you wake up with intention, right? And you're more positive.
I think that for me, the ambiguity was a big part of it too. Like I thought that I was eating the right things. Like I thought that they talk about like making lighter choices, and there are all these like alternative options that really, they're just like advertised as being healthy when really they're junk food. And you think that you're doing the right thing if you don't know much better.
I think what you were kind of referring to is like, if you're not enjoying it in the process, like why do it then, right? And how do you think it impacts you from a stress standpoint though? You're scaling up your business, like being a small business owner and then kind of having clients, like there's varying levels of stress each day, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like that where trying to reach those goals, it felt like the point. But really what I had to realize after all of that was that, like you said, the journey is the point. You know, if you're not enjoying the process of getting there, then what's the point? So for me, a huge part of it was reframing what I do every day. So like reaching that, what I felt like was a good baseline level of fitness, I kind of shifted my focus to some other aspects that I was struggling with, which is the fact that it's stressful to be a small business owner. I mean, it's really difficult to build something, especially when it's something that you care so much about. There's a lot of opportunity for stress, and that's something that I had to really differentiate between was eustress and de-stress. And I know that I've touched on this a little bit in some of our other videos, but the differentiating factor has so much to do with my mindset. My mindset being, I'm opting to do this the way that I do because this is just how I am. And how I am is that I'm very intense. I care a lot about what I'm doing. And so I choose to continue. I choose to set new goals for myself, and that creates new challenges. But for me, I had to really kind of like take a step back and realize like, you're not like drowning in this. You're not drowning in your responsibilities. You're opting to do this, and you are continuing to push new boundaries.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting that you kind of have those downstream effects, like mindset, like the new identity embraces obstacles and challenges and adversity, right? And it's like a game. Like you feel like it's a game. And for me, like my story is a little different. I was a former college athlete, and so I had this identity, you know, when I was a young professional. Yeah, I'm an athlete. I got this, right? And so the challenge though was like, I totally went all in, kind of like you, micro-focused, hyper-focused on like professional success. And professionally, in the world of high finance, it's so easy to basically have markers, right? So your first role, you're hit 100K plus, and you're gonna a bonus beyond that. Great, okay. The next metric is like, are you making a million annually? Great, like, and then a million plus. You know, that those metrics were hit, and it's like, for me, it wasn't ultimately sustainable, right? Because while I was hitting those professional metrics, I was just making these suboptimal like life choices, right? You know, I wasn't working out, I wasn't eating right, too much in and out, right? These things that just led me to like looking healthy professionally on LinkedIn, but feeling like, you know, total awful, like just terrible, right? I just wasn't doing anything, you know, health-wise, right? And so, yeah, I mean, I think I went through this phase, and this is a little embarrassing to admit, but like went through this phase of getting fancy cars, like, you know, a Ferrari for one example, a BMW i8. And the funny thing was, like, I realized after I got these, I like not immediately, but a few days later, I'd be getting buyer's remorse, right? And it's just like, and little things would set me off. This is super embarrassing to admit, but I would see like somebody with a Rolls Royce or a Bugatti, like somebody like saw a car that's much nicer, and I'd be like, and like just set off, and you're just like, why, right? And I realized in retrospect that I was really just trying to kind of, you know, paper over the issues I had with like my health. And this is kind of tough to admit, but like, I just didn't like looking at myself in the mirror daily. And it's just like, I viewed myself as an athlete, right? I thought I was an athlete, but when I look at myself in the mirror in the morning, I was like, where are they at? Where? And so I think that had some issues with me downstream. And, you know, mentally, like and this is like a really funny photo. It's true though. Like mentally, I was just like always like downstream, not really happy all the time. This is like the worst. And I was a total blob today. Thanks to Dr. Ryan's intervention. You know, it took time. It didn't take it happen overnight, but you know, today I'm like back normally. I didn't realize that getting abs like for the first time in decades would have such down, sounds very vain, but have such downstream effects on like my mental state. Like I feel like I'm more stable, more happier, like more positive. And when things go wrong, right, L's, we call them losses, I might embrace them, right? Because like every L leads to a W, and you know, you got to get the L's. And so it kind of reminds you like a story that I was watching this, The Rock was talking to the Lakers, you know, his success, peak of his success, he still sets an anchor, and his anchor is a 4:30 a.m. workout. And that's the intention for his day. And it's just amazing that, you know, no matter what he's done, he always finds time to do that, right? One of the mentors that we really look up to is, you know, Ray Dalio. And he basically has this really interesting kind of graph about progress and about personal success. And this kind of applies to a lot of our founders, entrepreneurs, and business owners and executives, right? And so those individuals are really good at kind of working through 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? For everyone else, like people that depend on them, their employees, like people they mentor, right? But sometimes they're like me, where like you get stuck in these like negative cycles where you don't have somebody helping you out with, I didn't have that. And I would kind of negatively spiral downward. And, you know, I think success is like really processional, like not overnight for me. And, you know, micro adjustments are required. And so like, you know, I'd assume like Dr. Ryan is really big on the big three, which is like diagnostic testing. What's wrong with you? What are your constraints are, right? What does data tell us? Like, how do we customize your daily habits of hydration and workouts? And how do we program you? How do we have, you know, accountability if it's biweekly Zooms or our app or tracking? And really, how do we kind of, you know, speed it all up with therapeutics and supplements and things that can kind of reverse your internal function, right? And so even 20-year-olds can quote unquote rent Ferraris and nice cars and Bugattis on something called Turo, right? And so that like it hollows out like the idea of having a fancy car. But just getting back to it, like a physique or anything, career success or anything, that can't be taken away from you, right? It's something that you have to like really commit to, something you have to build. I'm just amazed how simple like tidbits like optimizing your physique and just kind of getting to that level that you're happy with, that you're super happy with, looking in person in the mirror, that has so many downstream effects interpersonally, professionally, and so on.